You know what? He found a niche, and I'm talking about a big niche.
Huge. Huge.
Was and still is hugely popular. Wrote all kinds of songs, recorded some of them himself, wrote for other people. The guy's just a dynamo of talent. Even though he didn't have a Barbra Streisand voice, he didn't have that. Again, he's kind of nasally and all that.
Right.
But the way he put forth his music with his verbiage and his storytelling ability was just unique. And
right,
he became very, he still is extremely popular because of his storytelling ability. It's not about his looks. It was never about his marketability, but he found his own way.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Hugely, because there are other artists like that too. Didn't have the greatest voice, but they were able to capture an audience. And you mentioned something about storytelling. Because a lot of us can equate to a story. And if you have a great storyteller and you put some music behind it, you know, our ears perk up and we listen in. And I couldn't agree with you more about that. That's why I really love music. I love everything about music. There's some music that I will not listen to. There's definitely some music I will not play on this station. But music overall, can you imagine going to a movie and there's no music, there's no soundtrack, Mike? No.
I can't even look at going through life without daily listening to music and daily listening to new artists. And wherever you go to an office building, you get in an elevator for crying out loud, you're going to get music. Maybe it's not stuff you necessarily want to hear, but you're going to get it. You call a business, and they put you on hold. What do you get?
Music. That's right. So, absolutely.
So there's an underlying theme here that music has a place in our society, in our lives, in this world.
Right. Hey, you know, Mike, I'm going to ask the professor to come on to our platform. I mentioned it to him, and I'm sure he's open to this because what you and I are talking about on a larger scale, the professor and I, we cover this and sometimes weekly, talking about the therapeutic value of music. And people really don't think we really realize as a society the therapeutic value of music. And I'm talking about healing. I'm gonna tell you a quick story. And this has happened to me more than once, more than twice, more than three, more than four times where I've had hosts or artists or someone, that can attest to the fact that they have, aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, or someone who's elderly and they are, you know, they have dementia or Alzheimer's. But something happens when they listen to music. My co-host on Sundays, she says that her aunt was a gospel singer. And, right now she has dementia. She hardly knows anyone, whatever it is. But when she goes around and sings gospel music to her, this lady remembers every note, every song, and sings along with her. How does that happen, Mike? What is that magical quality that we're speaking of? What is that?
It accesses certain portions of your brain that are maybe dormant.
Yeah.
And brings them to the surface, which is kind of what we're trying to do here, William, with Coast to Coast, is we're trying to access maybe memories because there's two things that I believe are true in part of my background in psychology. The number one thing that stimulates memories is smell. Grandma's cookies in the kitchen, or Thanksgiving and the turkey. The number one thing that triggers memory is smell. I think the second thing that triggers memory is sound, and I would include music in that sound.
You have to.
Certain sounds will trigger certain memories.
That's right.
And I believe that can be used for good or bad. It could be used to make you happy or sad. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here, William, with Coast to Coast, is we're trying to access maybe old memories of when you were growing up, or when you went through high school, or your first kiss, the first date you went on, your first girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it might be. These right. things trigger hopefully happy memories. Sometimes it's okay to remember the sad stuff too, but you don't want to dwell on those things. I think Cece could probably explain that better than myself, but there's nothing wrong with accessing in our minds memories.
No. You can draw from them. You can learn from them. And you can cut out the bad stuff and take the good stuff and just move along. Yeah.
Well, your mind in general tends to remember things, what they used to call, or still do call, through rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
So when you look back in your high school years, you tend to remember the good and not the bad.
Right.
Because it's my understanding if you dwelled on or you remembered the bad equally with the good, that it would probably make you nuts. So your mind, as a self-protection mechanism, tends to remember the good and not the bad. And I hope that's what we're doing here on Coast to Coast, is we're exposing you to new good and bringing up the old memories that give you that, that euphoric feeling. What's the term that you use with the professor?
Musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin.
There you go. Because that's the chemical that's released in your brain. That's
it.
Feel good chemical. So hopefully we're doing this here, not just with what you do with the professor, but here on Coast to Coast, is we're exposing you to new music.
Right.
Or music that you've never, you've heard, artists that you haven't heard, that where people are covering them
uh-huh.
and doing the song a different way, but equally as good. And
right.
hopefully we're tying back into your history, and you can remember all these feel good things, and releases a little bit of serotonin in your brain and makes you feel good.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you sent me a song earlier tonight. And that was, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. And you mentioned Sam Cooke, but also in the same thing, you mentioned, oh my God, I just saw his name again. Oh God, it will come to Brian. Oh God, it will come to me. It will come to me. But anyway,
Was it on my list?
It's on your list. Oh, okay, Sam Cooke. Okay, Change Is Gonna Come. But also, there was a father-son duet. Okay. Wow. I don't have the list in front of me, but I know who it is. And they did a cover of the same song. And it was at, oh God, I could see them in my head. I want to move right along. I hate dead air. But anyway, Cece said, okay. Oh, good show. Mike is on point. But prior to that.
Thank you.
But prior to that, and I was talking about, and I was laughing because she said Mike needs help. Then she came back and said, the both of you need help. Well, thank you, Cece. I really appreciate it. we did a show. On the boomerang, we keep talking about the boomerang, ladies and gentlemen. The boomerang comes on each and every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the east, 3 p.m. On the west, 5 p.m. central and 4 mountain time. And Mike, some of the other shows that we've covered, and I don't think you and I talked about it. We talked about sound, different sounds, including music, and what sounds means to the brain, what sound really means, because we're, folks, this is everyday life for us, sound of some sort. I don't care if it's a horn blowing or a baby crying or music playing. We are involved in sound, and instinctively sometimes certain sounds make us to react certain ways. This is deep stuff. Hope you guys enjoy. I've got so much. Oh my God, Mike, I'm going to get to some music. I'm going to shut up right now. Let's get back to some music. Cece, thanks for your compliments. Boy, she's yes, a joke. Ma'am. Yeah, appreciate it. But we were talking about Mike needing help. Then you're going to throw me in there. Okay, all right. I'll talk to you later.
Sorry.
Well, guess what? Hey, Mike.
It's
the company you keep, Mike.
I know. CC will tell you. Well, it's hot in Nevada, and I ain't had a
lot of luck since I came into town. Dance with me. But I knew I was all Nico.
As soon as you came walking up, I was laying
them down. Something is it Nico?
Shining brighter than those Nico. Neon
bits. I thought so. It's got me feeling like I wanna roll the dice and try my luck with you. Darling, won't you dance with me? I wanna be the man that you're holding on to. Come on, take a chance.
Darling, won't you dance with me? I wanna be the man that you're holding on to. Come on, take a chance on me. The music's feeling right, baby, we can't lose. Yeah, you and me together, spinning like a record. Let me sweep you off your feet. Darling, won't you dance? I wanna be the man you can hold on to. Come on, take a chance on me. The music's feeling right, baby, we can't lose. Yeah, you and me together, spinning like a record. Let me sweep you off your feet. Darling, won't you dance? Darling, won't you dance?
Now, William, what category would you put that in? Well, don't you dare look back. Just William, keep your body eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shine right and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shine and dance with me. We were victims of the night. The chemical, physical, kryptonite helped us to the face and the fading light. We were bound to get together, bound to get together.
Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast, folks. We try to bring you the best we have before. Oh, yes. Hey, Mike, I'm going to do that one, too. Yeah. Diana Krall, we're going to do that. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Why don't you finish the show with that one, would you? When we get
Why don't we do that?
Can you finish the show with her? Because I really like her. She's not an up-and-coming artist. She does a lot of cover stuff, and we've played her before.
One that we did before, what was the name of that? Because I said I absolutely...
Boy from Ipanema, and she did that live in Brazil, and the whole audience...
Wasn't that great?
It was outstanding. So I really like her stuff a great deal, and I think there's... I think we don't listen enough to other people that can take like a Sinatra song or a Whitney Houston song and actually do it, make it their own.
Right.
And I'm not saying make it better. I'm saying, but they can do an equally good job. And I think Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston are a prime example of the same song done by two different artists that both were huge hits and rightfully so.
I got you,
so
brother.
I think we limit ourselves because radio stations will play, you know, the Whitney Houston song. They won't play another artist that did a cover and such. And I think that's kind of part of what we're trying to do here, William, is we're trying to expand people's repertoire as far as listening to other things besides just mainstream.
See, you just keep talking because you just made me do something. You just made me do something here. I had something else pulled up for my next couple of selections. But no, please keep talking for a second for me, please.
So again, we're kind of developing this Coast to Coast show and we're trying to look at stuff that's not mainstream necessarily. Of course, we're playing a lot of huge hits, or stuff that was extremely popular, but we're trying to mix in things that, that you wouldn't normally hear on any radio station or even on the internet unless you went looking for it. And I try every day to look for things that aren't mainstream because I don't want to be pigeonholed into one category. I want to be able to listen to stuff that's different. And I like different. Because I'm different, if you haven't noticed that.
Folks, he's very, very different.
Unique.
Yeah, let's use that one, Mike. That's better. But, folks, I would tell you, and also, I've got all of these laughing emojis from CeCe. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I got to put this one in. And
Thank you, yes.
And she thinks that we are hilarious. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just nuts. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I've got this one. Mike, you mentioned something about expansions. And what Mike is saying, I know this is what he's saying. We need to expand our minds, you know? And it's nothing wrong with finding out what about other cultures, because
get outside your comfort
come
zone.
Come on, man,
just do it.
Come on, I think this one says it. Is this the one? This is the one. It's called Expansions. Lonnie Liston Smith. Expand your mind.
Nice. Thanks, CeCe, for your input.
She's still laughing at us. She thinks we're funny.
Yeah. I get laughed at a lot, so it's not going to hurt my feelings.
We agree. We'll be right back.
all the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. And any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea. A husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want. A dancer for money, and any old music will do.
What a great selection. What a great selection. Mike, thank you so much for putting that on there, brother. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, let's see. What is Cece saying now? Okay. She said she's going to sign out. She really enjoyed what she heard. Thank you so much. And the rest of our audience, man, Cece, she's in Southern California. She's in Riverside, Mike.
Oh, she's not far from me.
Not too far from you at all. You're in Redlands. We've got 7-Up. She's over here on the East Coast hanging out somewhere. We've got Phil out there, and Phil, is in the Maryland area, Washington DC, Maryland area. Oh my God. Kim Rogers, can't forget about her. She's in Longview, Texas. We've got people all over the place. Thank you, guys. This means everything to us. Go ahead, Mike.
My buddy Randy's up here, my road dog up here in Highland.
Randy's listening?
Yeah, Randy sent me a text.
Oh, that is so cool, man. Wow. And Guinness is there, right?
Let me ask. He might be sleeping. Give
okay,
it.
Okay.
Ruth? Right. Ruth. Oh. More? Ruth. Oh, oh, oh. You like the show? Did you like the show? Oh, oh. Oh, okay, I guess you like the show.
Folks, Guinness is the real star of this show, okay? Guinness is the, oh my goodness. Mike, I can't believe it's 3 hours. I mean, well, 2 hours and 58 minutes.
That went fast.
Oh, that didn't it? Really, oh, but I've got the showstopper. You asked for it, buddy.
Oh, please. Would you
I have it. I have my finger on the trigger, okay?
I think she is such an underrated artist.
Man, and that artist is?
Surprises.
Folks, okay, that's my partner. Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of yours truly and my co-host, Mad Mike, it's been our pleasure. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Please share it with somebody else, okay? Tell your friends about this show. If you like Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast coming to you each and every Thursday, because I'm getting, oh, God, 7-Up, she just sent, oh, my God, 4 laughing emojis. She loved this show, too. Oh, that 2 songs are played by Lonnie Liston-Smith. I was just reminded that he is a native of RVA, and that's Richmond, Virginia. Yeah. So anyway, hey, Mike, hey, buddy, this is it right here. Diana Krall. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is good stuff, man.
I
want
to know if 7-Up has her neighbor across the street.
I'm sure she'll let us know. Ladies and gentlemen, Mad Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Thank you for tuning in.
Somebody takes a song.
You cry the whole night through.
It's beautiful.
Where you can cry me a river.
Great show.
I cried a river over you. Now you see you're sorry for being so untrue, where you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me, and now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Thank you.
of me nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear, remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
That is really good. Hey, Mike.
I cried a river.
Great selection.
Thank you. Thank you for playing this one last. I really appreciate it a lot.
I cried a river.
That is really good.
Expose people to stuff they haven't heard before, and along with playing things that give them part of the memory so they can feel it and have to look coast to coast. Make memories and make me feel good.
Hey, I know I feel good. And hope we've done the same for you. Yep, you're right, Mike. We've been talking about this and we're going to continue to talk about it. Feeling good, and hopefully Mike and I, we can bring something to you each and every Thursday that makes you put a smile on your face. Yeah.
We're going to try.
I love it, Mike. Man, this is, you know what we talk about, right? Giving back, and it doesn't have to be monetary all the time, folks, but you, a smile, a thought, or, encourage someone that you know, it will make you feel good.
A simple thank you and a simple hello don't cost you anything. You haven't lost any money by saying thank you and hello.
That's right, Mike.
It doesn't. So,
right.
You know, make a point to do it every day.
Because
you don't know what other people, whatever drama, people, they all have their own battles they're going through.
That's
and
right.
And if you can make their battle like a little less severe by saying thank you or hello, what's it going to cost you? Seriously.
It doesn't cost you a dime. It doesn't cost a dime. Mike?
Nope. Light another candle.
Thank you, brother. Because when you light another candle, it doesn't diminish yours, does it? Right? Nope. As a matter of fact, I'm going to throw something in. I think it makes your candle brighter.
Maybe in the eyes of the Almighty, I would hope so.
I believe it. I'm going to stick to it too, Mike. I'm going to stick to it. Hey, bro. Hey, thank you, Mike. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm getting text messages in. Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed myself. I'm getting all these types of text messages in from different parts of the country, man.
Good deal.
Yep.
And send us your input as well. You know, William gets all your messages and he forwards them to me. And by the way, you know, we're up for doing pictures here, so if you've got pictures you took yourself, which I would prefer, or just something that makes you feel good, send it to William. We'll put it up on the back screen here. Not a problem.
We'll put it up there. And if you like a song, please comment. Let us know. We need to know. And I want to invite you to go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. Subscribe and leave a comment. We're open to suggestions, artist requests, whatever it is. Hey, Mike, thank you so much, my friend.
You are entirely welcome. Thank you.
My pleasure. What is here?
Thanks, CC, Phil, and everyone else out there. Appreciate it.
That's it. Hey, this is Marcus Miller. It's called What Is Hip. You know, Tower Power did this. And this is a cover, you know, a jazz composition. Folks, you listen to the baddest station on the planet. Studio WBuzz .com. The baddest. Mad Mike. Wild Will.
Thank you.
Thank you, my pleasure. Enjoy.
Next Thursday. Put it in your calendar. Google it.
Mike, next Thursday, what's happening?
I said, put it in your calendar for next Thursday to tune in.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Don't miss us. That's a good one. Hopefully make you laugh.
Oh, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Wild Will, Mad Mike, coast to coast. Enjoy.
I'm done with you for the night.
Hey, Mike. Great show, my friend. Thank you.
Y'all take care.